Hello?
Hello? Hi, good afternoon. Is Mary available, please?
Yeah.
Hi, is it Mary I'm speaking to?
Yeah.
Hi, Mary. Okay, it's James here calling from MMA Legal. We've spoke with Dorothy Arthur. She mentioned that we're going to give you a call in regard to Scottish redress claim compensation. How are you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. So, Mary, I'll give you an insight behind the phone call. So, my name is James Thompson. I'm one of the case handlers here at MMA Legal Solicitors. Now, we're one of seven solicitors that have been authenticated. We've been authorised to deal with Scottish redress claims. Now, in regards to making a claim for Scottish redress from if you've been in childcare when you was younger, if you've received any mental, physical or sexual abuse, you'll be entitled to a compensation payment. Now, the average compensation that our clients are receiving at the moment is around about £45,000, okay. Have you been into care when you was younger, Mary?
Yeah, well, it was. It was a residential school.
Go on. Okay.
The age of 13, suddenly, and the school thought it was best that I was maybe go to a residential school just to give the family time.
Right.
Whatever.
Okay.
And I get sent to Fernetti, and I was, from the minute I got there to the minute I left, abused physically. Because it was the first time I've been away from my family. I was only 8
or 9.
And I wrecked it. I tried to drive a sheep during the night, but obviously I was always caught. And then I would get weathered and put into the toilet, no clothes on, standing in a cold toilet. And then I didn't like certain things to eat, and they made me eat it.
Right, what I'm going to do, Mary, rather than you just go over that just now, I need to get that into a statement. So what I'm going to do, I'll go for a claim form with you now. It's going to take a maximum of 5 minutes. And I'll get a statement from you. Then we get an email over to you as an authorisation email to state that you're happy with one of our solicitors contacting you. And then we'll get you a message sent out for a form of ID. Now, what happens, once I package that case and send it through to the solicitors, all of our information will be provided to you via email. So you'll have all of our contact details.
Yeah.
Any questions you do have, you can contact us whenever you want. Then you will be allocated a solicitor. Okay. Now, what's going to happen, the solicitor will gather all the records to make sure that they match up with your records within the past.
Yeah.
And then they will proceed to make a claim to the Scottish Government. Now, what they do, Mary, they do charge a 25% fee. Now, what this means, the average compensation at the moment is 45,000. So if they take 25%, the average comes out around about 33,000 for yourself. Now, it can be more. We have had a gentleman within the past 3 weeks that did receive £98,000. Okay. So it can be higher. It can be around that price. All right. So like I said, with the compensation, it's not there to heal any scars from the past. It's really just to give you a brighter future. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to be your case on. I'm going to go through a claim form with you now. It'll take me 5 minutes and we'll proceed from there. Is that okay, Mary?
Yes, thank you, dear.
So, no problem at all. So it's Mary Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-S, is that correct?
C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S.
G-S, correct.
That's
fine.
My married name, Watson.
Right, okay.
Cummings
was
not even
name. Was it your maiden name, was it? Is that your name now, is it? Or are you married now?
No, it's Watson. Uh-huh.
It's Watson. Okay. W-A-T-S-O-N, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'll place on to, there is a question in there, have you ever been known by any other name? So I'm going to put Cummings down on there before, that's your maiden name, is that correct?
Robertson Cummings. Middle name
is that's fine. Okay. Just confirm your date of birth for me, please, Mary.
It's the 6th of March, 1954.
1954, brilliant, okay. So I will ask you a few questions now, and then we're going to go into a statement. It will take around about 3 to 4 minutes just to complete the questions, and then the statement takes a couple of minutes, okay. Mary, can you just confirm your postcode for me, please?
It's G158AX.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that back to you. T for Tango, 15.
No, G for George.
Oh, gee, is it? Yep, okay. And it's Kendune Avenue, is that correct, in Glasgow?
Kendune Avenue, number 28.
Yep, I've got you here. There we go. No problem at all. Okay, if you do go quiet throughout the phone call, Mary, I'm not ignoring you, I'm just updating your file, okay? Don't want you to think I'm being rude. Okay, no problem. I've got a contact number here on the register. I believe you know Dorothy, is that correct, Dorothy Arthur?
Yeah, I know Dorothy. She's my niece. She was in TFA. She's a child.
Okay, that's fine. So I can see her case is being processed on the file,
yes.
On the register. She has referred you. I've got a contact number, the best one I'm ringing you on now, and it ends in 894. Is that correct?
Yes, that's the only one I've got.
Yep, that's fine. No problem at all. I actually dealt with Dorothy's case. So what happens, our administration's team do send out a text message to successful applicants. If they've got any friends, family or relative that have been within the care system, they can notify us and they can obviously receive a referral fee as well in doing so. Okay. Mary, can you just confirm an email address for me, please, if you don't mind?
Hold on a minute. I always get mixed up emails because I...
Oh, go on, take your time.
Excuse me.
Take your time.
Sorry if I take my time. Watson, Mary.
Yeah, Watson, Mary, no problem at all.
285.
285.
At gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Do you know how to work your emails? Do you have an access to your email inbox? Because we will have to send
you
an authorization email over. Yeah, that's fine, no problem at all. So a few questions now. A local name of your doctor's surgery, please, Mary.
The doctor's surgery is called Gaskadin Bum.
How would you spell that?
Gar. Garden.
D-A-R.
G for George.
Yep.
E-R.
Yep.
S-C.
Yep.
S-C. Sorry.
You know, it's all right. Take your time.
S-C.
D-A-R-S-D.
D-S-C. A-D-E-N. I think that's it. I'm going to go
into it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. I think I can find it. Is it Gaskadin?
Right. G-A-R-S-C-A-D.
G-A-R-S-C-A-D.
D-D-E-N. From Medical Practice.
Burn Medical. Oh, I've got you. There we go. I can see it now. Okay, and that's on Drumchapel Heath Centre, is that correct?
Yes, Health Centre. Huh?
Yeah, I've got it here. I can see it on the register. That's fine, okay. Can you just confirm your age for me, please, Mary?
72 in March.
Yep, that's fine, yep. This question is quite important. We do have to ask this for your case file. Do you have any terminal illnesses at all?
Well, I've had cancer. I had cervical cancer, I had a radical hysterectomy at 39, and then I took breast cancer at 41.
Did you beat it? I went through
surgery treatment, chemo, radium.
Good news.
And I've had my gallbladder, and I've had quite a lot, don't you?
Yeah, sounds like you've been through the wars, haven't you? But you're still here, still going strong, so
that's
good news. Yep, yeah, good news. Next question there, Mary. Can you just confirm for me, please, your parents' names?
My father was called Arthur Cummings.
Okay.
My mum was called Mary Robertson Cummings. And it was my school at Organised Angels.
Okay, that's fine.
Summerhill Primary School.
We... we do have to ask this question as well, mate. Do you know their date of births at all? If you don't, it's not a problem. Do you know your mum or dad's date of birth?
See, to be honest, Chris, I don't. My dad...
Honestly, don't worry about it. We do have to ask the question just in case you do, okay? If you can get it at a later date, that's fine. That's not a problem. We can add that onto your report, okay? It does ask us for parents' names, but we do try and put a date of birth on there, okay? Brilliant. So, do you remember how old you were when you went into care?
I was 38.
Roughly how old you was? Around about 8 years of age.
I think I was. Because I was at a...
How...
after that.
Yep. Okay. And how long was you in there for? Was it up until you were 16 or...?
No, I was only in for a short time because my sister just passed away. She was 13 and asleep.
Okay.
I get sent there.
And where did you go after there?
Back to my mum's and dad's.
Right. Okay.
So I was only there for 6 to 8 weeks.
Right. Okay, that's fine. Okay. Do you know the name of the establishment that you was placed into?
Farnese.
Farnese. Could you spell that for me if you can?
Yeah,
is it
S-E-R?
It's okay.
S-E-R.
Yep.
N-E-T-H-Y, I think that's how you spell it. I was also in another one.
Here we go.
Castle Tower.
Was it Farnese School, is that correct?
Yes, Farnese.
Farnese House, yeah, I've got it. Just bear in mind. I'm just going to grab the information regarding Farnese, okay? I won't be one moment. We just need to grab the address details. Is it no longer there, Mary? Is that correct? Has it been knocked down now?
It's still there. There's a kind of Farnese group, and you can still see it. It's still there, but it's in ruins. But it's a castle type of thing, but it's in ruins.
Yes, I can see it here on the records. Okay, give me just one moment. Just trying to get the actual residential address. You said it's now like ruins, castle ruins.
Yeah.
Give me just one moment. I've got the location.
In fact, one
of the reason it's still the ruins, it's a Category C listed building, I can see here on the record, so that's why.
There is one of the people who worked in it, went to court, the last one there.
I can see here in the records. Yeah, I can actually see. Give me just one moment. Right, yeah, that's fine. No problem. What we need to put on your report as well, Mary, so we have to place a supporting contact. So does anybody know about you being in childcare services, like any of your family members? Are they aware of you being in childcare when you was at a younger age?
Well, all my family, my brothers and sisters, they've all passed away, and my mum and dad passed away. But no, because I've spoken to them about it, because it is still lovely, you know what I mean?
Okay. Does Dorothy, I take it Dorothy knows, does she?
Yeah, Dorothy knows, is that
she,
one
now? All right, that's fine. So I can put Dorothy down as a form of contact to confirm that she knows that you was in residential care, that's fine. Give me just one more, I'm going to bring up Dorothy's...
The Glasgow Education Department, it was through them I went.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem. I can put her details down. Bear with me just one moment. Okay.
And there was then another one called Castle Tower.
Okay. And how long was that for?
Just 8 weeks. So an 8 week convoy.
Okay. That's fine. No problem at all. Just going to bring up Dorothy's information here, won't be a moment, okay. What I'll do, I'll put it down as your contact, supporting contact, okay.
Thank you.
Now, we do need to put somebody as a beneficiary for you. So what happens, what that means, Mary, with the compensation being a substantial amount of money, if anything was to happen to you before now, up to now, and you receiving the money, and you unfortunately couldn't receive the payment for yourself, who would you like the money to go to? We only have to put it on there as a precaution. Chances are very slim, but we do have to put it on there as a precaution. Who would you like it to go to?
Well, one of my daughters stays next to me, who can I look after me?
Shirley. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. What's her name?
Shirley Watson.
Gemma Watson.
Shirley.
Okay. Can I take Gemma's date of birth, please?
No, Gemma. It's Shirley. S-H-I-R-L-E-Y.
Oh, sorry. First name, did you say, was Shirley Watson?
Yeah, Shirley Watson.
I think you're breaking up there, Mary. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear
Shirley
you.
Shirley Watson.
Yeah, Shirley.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I just need to make sure. Shirley Watson, what's Shirley's date of birth?
Shirley's date of birth. See, my name is terrible. Hang on a minute.
Oh, sorry to put you on the spot. Don't worry about it. Take your time.
No, I'm trying to think because I've got four daughters.
Honestly, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Take your time.
The 29th to the 6th. 29th of June.
Yep.
1973. 74.
73.
That's fine. I'll get the
right
date above for you.
Okay, that's fine. No. Yeah, they can check it. They'll check it with the solicitors. Will check it with you a later date, and if it's incorrect, just let them know. Okay. What was the main reason you was placed into care?
It was around about the time my older sister was 13. She died in her sleep, dying of pneumonia, and obviously it was a big thing for the family.
Okay.
And the school had offered for my mum.
Family issue, yeah. It was a family issue, wasn't it?
Yeah, asked me to put me into care.
Okay.
Until everything was all.
Okay. That's fine.
And that's what
happened. So in regards to the local authority you was cared under, was it Glasgow Council, is that correct?
Yeah, it was Glasgow City Council. And it was a Glasgow City Council school I went to.
Yeah, I've got that.
At the Summerhill Primary School.
Okay. Do you have any siblings, any brothers or sisters at all, Mary?
Well, I did have, there was 9 years, but they've all passed away. The older brother, I had a twin brother.
Okay.
And he passed away.
Okay.
With my older brother.
Okay.
I was 29 when he passed away, and my other brother was 33. He died in a car crash. And then I lost a sister at 30.
No problem.
I lost them all quite young. They died quite young with health problems.
Yeah. Do you have any, do you remember any childhood addresses before going into care? Do you remember any home addresses that you lived at all?
Just that one.
I need an address.
20 Drumore Road. I stayed in 20 Drumore Road.
Okay, give me a moment. 20, what was?
Drumore, Drumore Road. Drumore Road, Drumchapel. I stayed there till I was a year old to get married.
And that was in Dunchapel, was it?
Yeah, Dunchapel. Number 20.
Okay. Bear me just one moment, Mary. So what I'm now going to do, I'm going to move on to a statement from you, with yourself, okay? We can appreciate things can get a little bit distressing for you, so if there's anything that you want to... If there's anything, any time that you do need a break or anything like that, please do not hesitate to let me know. So I am going to go back to the time when you was in the children's home at the residential school. Okay. You did mention briefly. Can you just recap what you just mentioned beforehand to me? Is that okay?
Yes. When I went to the home, obviously I'd never been away from my family, so it was a big thing. Been put into this home and not known anybody. Mm-hmm. And I wait at the bed. Mm-hmm. And when I wait at the bed, I get leathered for it.
Okay.
Absolutely leathered. It made to stay up all night in a toilet, cold, thrown in a cold bath, back out the bath, no clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
Pushed about.
Okay.
this happened. Read your mind.
Bear me a moment.
Then, when I went for like, breakfast and things.
And that was bad from the staff, was it, yeah?
Yeah. It was, a meal there as well. And it was always the same people who did it. Dragged us about. And then, I would go to the breakfast table, and if I didn't like something, like marmalade or something like that,
yeah.
They pushed it down my throat. Made me drink tea, different things like that.
Okay.
I was getting
Okay. Just
getting slapped about different different times.
Did you ever witness other children being physically attacked as well?
Yeah. There was a kind of a wee group here.
Yeah.
The same ones that get abused, and because we used to try and stick up for each other, it needed work.
Okay. Of course. Okay. I take it, so into your adulthood, would you say that you've suffered from anxiety? Would you say that you'd suffered from mental health, PTSD as well, due to the trauma of being a child?
Yeah. Well, after I had my own kids, I took a mental breakdown because I never told them that I couldn't speak about it. When I was in the hospital, I took an overdose.
Okay.
Tried to kill myself. Because I felt...
Okay.
I affected my relationship with my husband. We split up. I was left with my kids. Just things like that.
I've placed all that down for you. Okay.
I've never been in another relationship. Or anything. And I just...
Do you find it hard to trust people? And that's happened due to your childhood. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I became a billionaire from the Children's Hospital in York Hill, which I loved my job. Then obviously I took and I couldn't get back because I had cancer.
Cool. Okay. Right, what we'll do on that there, Mary, the solicitors will elaborate on that statement. There's quite a lot in there, so we can obviously see you as physically and mentally abused while you was in the children's home. We do have to ask this question. Was there any sexual abuse that you witnessed, or was there anything that happened to yourself?
No, I wasn't, nothing like that. I was just getting abused.
That's fine. No problem at all. That's fine. No problem at all. Okay, so what I need to do, I need to place on your report as well a password. So what this means, Mary, if anybody contacts you regarding your redress compensation, we place a password on there. So if anybody was to ring you, all you need to say is, do you know my password before I continue speaking to you? Now, we'll always be able to give you your password because I'm going to ask you for our password now. So it will only be me, it'll only be you, and it'll only be the solicitors that know that. That way, it's a little protection for yourself, so you know you're speaking to the correct people, and it's a bit of protection for us as well, so we know we're speaking to the correct person as well. What would you like your password to be, Mary?
Could I call it Pixie? P-I-X-I?
Yep. P-I-X-I, that's perfectly fine. So the only people that will know that is myself, you, and this solicitor's okay. Oh, bless it, was it?
Yeah.
Bless. No problem. Okay, so what I'm going to do now, I've created a statement there, so what I'm now going to do, I'm going to get you an email sent over while we're on the phone. It's a click sign email to state that you're happy. We wanted the solicitors to contact you to get your claim moving forward. So I'm just going to get that sent over to you now while we're on the phone. If you will go onto your email inbox, that should come up very shortly from MMA Legal. Are you okay to do that while we're on the phone now, Mary? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's been sent through on our end.
Right, one check.
It should be from MMA Legal. You should receive
that. Yes, I've got it. Legal, MMA, Legal Limited.
Yep, brilliant. That's the one. It should say proceed to sign document. So if you just click on that, and then it should say start signature. Now, this is only an authorization email. When you click and sign it, it will come up with a signature by itself. Right, yep, start signing, yeah. And then it should say, I agree to start signing.
Document, proceed to document, send against.
Yep, that's done. Yeah, proceed to document, yep. Right. And then it'll come up with an automatic signature for you, so it doesn't request for you to sign it. It's basically right. just a click sign to state that you're happy with a solicitor to contact you. That's all it is, okay? All right. So I can see where you're up to, Aaron, so if you need any help.
So does this place any square box? I confirm that I have this and understood.
Yep, correct. Yeah, when it says sign here, you should just click on that.
Just click on the blue box.
Yeah, click on the box and it should come up with agree and continue, correct.
And then back up again at client pack. Mm-hmm.
Yep, click on that.
On the actual thing, it says client. Or the signature. That was a click on. Signed.
Yep, so when it says client signature, it says stay here, click on the sign part, yeah. And it will come up with some signatures that may match closest to yours.
Uh-huh.
Can you see that?
Yes, yeah. So what, I've pressed the...
Brilliant, and then it should take you to... There's a couple more as well on there. It's just... And then once you've done them all, it should come up saying, finish this document.
It says it goes, so I've pressed that, the neat arrow, and will I go down to OK?
Yes?
You have signed this document. Email to me, print, download.
There you go. Let me check it on our end. Yeah, there you go. That's it. I can see that's completed. You can just click off that now. So basically, right. once again, that's just an authorization email, okay, to state that you agree to everything in regards to the solicitor's contacting you as well, okay. Now, Mary, what I'm going to do you use the application WhatsApp on your mobile at all?
Application WhatsApp. I've got WhatsApp, but I don't really use it for anything other than just like family. If you know what I mean.
Okay. So you know how to use emails, is that correct?
Yeah. Well, I know how to use that. But my daughter's going to help me.
So what I'm going to do. Oh, is your daughter with you at the moment?
No, she just lives across the road from me, but. You know what I mean?
Okay, what I can do for you, what I'm going to do while you're just on the phone with me now, I'll send you an email over, and if you can take a picture, we need one form of ID and a proof of address to attach it to your case file. Because the solicitors are claiming for a substantial amount of money, they need to confirm who you are, okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get you an email sent over now, and then you can click on that email, and then you can attach a picture of, what do you have as a photo ID? Do you have a bus pass or driving license or passport?
I've got my bank card there, my passport, down the car, I think.
Okay, do you have like a bus pass or anything at all?
Yeah, but I think it's in my car. I'm just going to go and work. I've got a wee wallet that says in my car.
Okay, yeah, no problem at all, that's fine. Take your time. Just so the email's come through to you now. You will receive... Yeah, don't take your time. You will receive the email. It's come through to you as MMAID. So you should have received that email. You just need to click on it and upload a picture of your ID and also a picture of a letter for proof of address.
Take me back. Take me down.
Sorry, say that again, Mary. Apologies.
It says Jane. It's Jane from MMA Legal. Is it that one?
Yep, that's the one. Yep, that's the one. Yep, so you should receive that email. So when you click on that, before you do that, you'll need to take a picture of your photo ID, and you'll need to take a picture of a letter dated in the last 3 months, and then you can just attach it to that email and press send.
Right, I'll drive out and get this. I've got my blue badge. It's got my photograph on it. Is that okay? My blue badge from my car.
I'll just check with the administration team to see if we can use that. I won't be a moment. Okay.
Right. That's not okay. I've got my review. information here.
Hiya, Mary. Yes, hi, Mary. We can use that as a photo ID with your blue badge. We can use that, no problem at all. So if you do take a picture of that, and then a letter dated in the last 3 months, and just return it back to that email, I'll just wait on hand while you do that, okay?
Okay, I'll just crush the time, right?
No, take your time, Mary. Do not rush. Do not rush at all. Take your time.
Right, I've took a photograph of my blue badge. So where have I send it to?
Yeah, that's fine. Have you got any letter? And so that email, if you click on that email for me.
Right, 2 seconds.
And then it should say reply, and you can attach a picture to that email. You'll need a picture of a photo of also a letter dated within the last 3 months that's come through to your address.
Oh, wait, I've dated to me.
Yeah, any letter with your address on it, just to confirm that you live at that address.
I've got a passcode. So you want a picture of that as well?
What's that? Sorry, Mary, say that again.
A picture of a gas bill. Do you like that as well?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Yeah, as long as it's got your address on it. Yeah, yes, you can use that as your proof of address, yeah. So we need one photo ID, which is your blue badge, and then also just a picture of the letter.
So go on to Mark.
And that's everything completed then.
Right, you see, I'm back.
Go on to your email, what I've just said, yeah.
Pardon?
And then you press the reply button, and it should allow you to, if you look for a paper clip, should be a little paper clip on there somewhere.
Paper clip. Or is there a paper clip at the top? Camera, photo.
Yeah, there you go. So there's a paper clip in it.
Oh, send the
camera, take a photo, you can send it. You put them together if you want. You can put them right next to one of you, or you can attach both of them. Yeah.
Right, I've got the two of them, so it's a meet, one and two, learn more, private access to photo, okay. Is that it, Jack?
Yep, that's the one.
Do you have
it? There we go. Have you pressed send on that?
Send.
You press the reply button.
2 seconds. Send.
Okay, take your time.
Private access.
I'll let you know when that comes through.
Select. I'm down at the select. No. Get that off. Don't know.
Okay. So when you click on the email that I sent you, you can press reply on that, and then there will be a paper clip on there, and then you can attach it basically. It'll ask you to attach a file on there, then you click on the two pictures that you've just done.
Right, so it says photos, so click on the photos. Are we on paper?
Yeah, click on photos, yeah, and it should come up with your photos that you've just taken.
Yeah. So, I press one.
And then you click on the two pictures, or click on
add.
One at a time. Yeah, press two, and then... correct. Press add. Yeah, there you go. And it should add it to that email. And then you press send now.
Is it the arrow? Is that right?
If you press the send, there should be a send button on there as well.
Did I send it to you? I did.
So once you press your reply.
Down the bottom.
On there. Has it been sent, has it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, send button, and I will check our inbox now. Has that been sent through? I've not received anything just yet. Oh, there we go, Mary. I've received
it. You got it?
Brilliant. That's perfectly fine. Yep. I'm just checking into that. And then, Mary, that's absolutely perfect. Okay. Brilliant stuff. So I'm now going to get your case packaged up. I'm going to get it sent through to the solicitors. Okay. Now, my name is James Thompson. I'm your case handler. If you do have any questions whatsoever throughout the whole process, you can contact me back on this number, okay? All you now have to do is sit back and wait, and one of our solicitors will be in contact with you. Is that okay?
Uh-huh, that's okay. I'm just wondering, is there more chance you get it and you don't get it?
Brilliant. Go on.
Feel like the compensation?
Yeah, so our success rate with dealing with claims is at 100%. So every single case we've dealt with is at 100%. So as long as they can confirm that you've been in childcare, which there will be records to show that you will be awarded compensation, okay?
Uh-huh. Does it take, what, years?
Great. I need to down to do just wait. Yeah, it takes around about 8 to 12 months, yeah.
That's fine. Well, do you know something? Thank you very much for your help. I really
okay, Mary. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah.
Absolutely no problem at all. I'm always
you
on
too.
Hand if you need me, okay?
Thank
you
very
much for your time, Mary. I'll speak to you soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye.